The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
To the third hour of the program, we're coming up here about Dennis Hastert, former House of Representatives Speaker during the Bush administration. He's in some hot water over some alleged molestation from years ago and also some bank transactions that brought it all to the forefront. We'll tell you more about that on the way tonight. With you in studio, you've got Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Mark.
But we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Tom in Maryland, who we just brought on at the very end of the last hour. Barely had a chance to get much out. So go ahead, Tom. What did you want to call about here tonight? Go ahead.
Well, the non-aggression principle, and I wanted to comment about TJ. He's a fascinating guy. I love when he's on, as I've commented to you before.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad, Ian, you're back. And, Mark, it's always good to talk with you. I had a laugh, though, earlier when he said the two of you were kind of getting into a bit of a heated discussion about that off air, because I'm quite certain he knows this. I've been listening to him long enough to know that he's quite astute when it comes to legal issues. And he knows that. And he didn't volunteer this, and I think he wanted to gin the two of you up a little bit, so I wanted to let you know and fill you in on what he's not telling you. And correct me if I'm wrong, TJ, but you do know this, that the pointing of a weapon or the presentation of a person in a fighting stance, balling up his fist, and telling you he's going to hit you, that's the assault. In fact, two of you guys were talking a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't near a phone, and they were having a hard time wrapping their heads around this whole assault issue. And you have to remember there's two parts to it. There's the assault that takes place upon the presentation of, for instance, balled up fist, a fighting stance, and some other aspect that would give reason to believe that the person is going to attack you. And that in and of itself is a crime. Now, if they were to follow through with it, that would be the battery. So there's two aspects to that. And each is a crime in and of itself. So someone doesn't have to actually batter you in order to commit the crime of assault. So you have to keep that in mind. So as
and you're a former law enforcement officer, by the way.
Right. And so as far as the non-aggression principle is concerned, you certainly have the right to react once the assault has taken place because the crime has taken place. So, for instance, you brought up the point of someone sitting on their porch and pointing a gun at you. That's assault by pointing. They don't have to shoot you. They've already committed the crime. And you
right.
could actually shoot them if you believe truly
yes.
that they were intending.
And it seems reasonable. The only point I'm trying to make up here is that we as human beings have decided what threatening is. So threatening is, I agree that pointing a gun at somebody is threatening, but the fact that you point a gun at somebody does not mean that you necessarily are going to shoot them. You shouldn't point a gun at somebody if you do not intend to shoot them.
Anyone who has a gun pointed at them is within their rights to do something.
I'm of that opinion, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. If you shoot all the people that point a gun at you, then people will stop pointing guns at people.
No. If you're in a felony traffic stop situation and the officer's pointing his gun at you, no, you do not have the right to fire back.
Oh, you're talking about average people.
Average. I mean, yeah. And it also comes down to just because I point a gun at you, I mean, if I'm doing it in a joking manner,
never a joke.
Well,
yeah. It's never a joke to point a gun at somebody.
Well, here's the thing. I've seen people, they have a toy pistol, one of those air rifles. And they, I'm going to kill you, you son of a bitch. And they, too, clearly know to each other, they know that they're not threatening one another. But
if you do that around someone who doesn't know,
no.
That's a pretty dangerous thing to do.
That's a dangerous thing to do, but I would say at worst it would be disorderly conduct. In other words, you should have known that this was going to provoke alarm or panic in someone mm-hmm. who saw the situation. But as far as, you know, a lot of these laws come down to what did the person intend. So, for example, if a person drives by and they just fire at our house, but they're not aiming at me in particular, it could be assault and battery. It could be reckless endangerment. It could be attempted murder. It all depends on what was in the guy's mind. If he was, if he thought there was aliens, then he's not mentally competent. He can't be charged with anything if he's not mentally competent. So this is what the law struggles with. What was going through your mind when you took the act? So not only what did you do, but why did you do it? And that's what jurors are frequently...
We don't know what they have in intention of doing, so we would probably, I certainly would charge them with all of the above and take it from there. Now, certainly, you have to have a reasonable belief that someone intends to do you harm. Otherwise, for example, you know, I probably would be less several family members and friends if I shot everyone who, in a goofing manner, pointed a gun at me because they're just silly and stupid and didn't know what they were doing. People do that all the time because they're not educated in proper handling of firearms. So, yeah. You know, you don't want to shoot everyone who does that, but certainly a stranger pointing a gun at you, again, that's assault by pointing, and we always, and I'm going back, you know, I'm a last century cop, and we never pointed our weapons at someone. That, and we were taught was, again, and still is, assault by pointing. I don't know why cops are pointing their guns at people. It's probably a big reason why they're shooting more people. Mm. We always kept them at the ready, down, pointed at the ground or in the air. We didn't point our guns at people. That's dangerous. Accidents happen.
Sure do.
Many shootings by police these days are happening by accident, and they're covering it up, saying they felt threatened. You just don't want to take that chance, and that's one of the problems that we have with law enforcement these days.
As always, good call. Thank you, Tom, for making it tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to James in Arizona.
Let the fun begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is James from Arizona.
We just have downtown chief executive.
Hello? Hello, James in Arizona. Go
James, twice. Come on. We're ready for you. Come on.
Going twice. All right, well, he had his chance. Sounds like he was watching TV or something like that.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Ian, you are a fake minister. You are a fraud and a phony. Mark, you are a murderer. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah,
there.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, there you go. That was a pretty good impression.
Yeah, I feel better.
You weren't drunk enough, though. You weren't drunk enough.
Well, I can't do his voice. I'm still learning.
You can't call him drunk, otherwise you've aggressed against him, and he's going to have to call about it for months in the future.
So, back to Dennis Hastert. What happened? Well, apparently he was making $9,000 deposits in his bank account, withdrawals from his bank account to pay out to one of his alleged victims, and in this supposed molestation that happened decades ago. And apparently by late 2014, he had taken a total of $1.7 million out of three different accounts. When he was confronted by the FBI over these withdrawals, because again, what happened was, for those of you who are just tuning in, taking less than $10,000 out on purpose is basically called structuring.
Yes. Title 31, Section 5324. So,
and he was making a $9,000. It was pretty easy to see that pattern, and it was obvious that he was trying to avoid the $10,000.
Yes. It's not illegal to pay a bribe, or not. The bribe is the wrong word, because that's legally you're trying to buy influence with a public official.
Hush money. Hush money.
Yeah. It's not illegal to play blackmail money. If somebody's blackmailing you, this would be what the guy is. If you commit a crime and you say
it may
somebody,
not have even been blackmail. It may have been like, oh, hey, look, well, I'll just give you this to keep quiet. He might have been issued.
To make the accusation. That is not generally unlawful for you to pay somebody to not say something. So it is illegal, though, if your intent was to avoid a currency transaction report. So
apparently it was.
And the big mistake he made was not paying the bribe. His big mistake was talking to the FBI in the first place.
Yep. He was confronted over the withdrawals. He told the agents he'd made them because he was being extorted by a former student from Yorkville who claimed he had sexually assaulted him. Taking him at his word, the FBI told Hastert they wanted to record phone calls between him and the person, who turned out to be Individual A. But it became clear to investigators that Hastert had, in fact, abused the person, and Individual A wasn't, in fact, extorting him.
It transpired that after having spent decades trying to deal with what had happened to him as a teenager, Individual A asked Hastert for $3.5 million as restitution for the abuse, and Hastert agreed to pay him to keep quiet. We'll tell you more about this story here, and you can join us with your thoughts. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. The number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
3733. We've got Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can check it out. It's a documentary film made here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, about our friend Derek J, arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame for no victim, no crimes, no actual victims. And you can check out his documentary, victimlesscrimespree.com. It's super entertaining and a lot of fun and sad in some parts as well. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. You'll laugh, you might cry, but it'll be worth it because, well, you didn't have to pay a dime to watch it. It's all free. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. As we continue here, more about Dennis Hastert, who is in some hot water for cash transaction reports that he attempted to avoid, which resulted in suspicious activity reports being filed. The FBI then determining that he was actually withdrawing cash from his bank accounts in order to pay off a $3.5 million agreement with one of his alleged victims from decades past when he was a teacher and a coach at a high school in Illinois. Hastert's lawyer said the politician is profoundly sorry for what happened and has asked the court to take into consideration the public shame that the ex-speaker has endured, as well as his work in the public sphere and ill health.
Right. He's done a really good job molesting students in school, and then he went on to find greater positions of power.
I'm just a little upset. I mean, how much did these victims, heck, if I could get $1 million from my high school wrestling coach, I mean, call, I'm just like, I'm going, what exactly was the crime here? I mean, I agree that there was a crime committed back in 81, but the statute of limitations has run, mm-hmm. so he can't be charged.
It's the suspicious activity report.
But he could
crime.
Still, as a politician, be accused, you know, sir, these accusations, these truthful accusations. So I'm going to assume he really did engage in what they accused him of. And so he entered into a voluntary agreement with another individual. I will not tell the public the truth. In exchange, you give me $3 million in cash. And what's really ironic is if Dennis Hastert would have just given $50,000, fill out the CTRs.
He could have just cut a check for $3 million, right?
He
could have just cut that check and it had been done.
Been done with it. And especially if the FBI came knocking, if he would have said, agent, I would love to talk to you, but unfortunately my attorney has said I can't say anything, he would not be going to jail. So I'm really going, I think a lot of the public right now, they're going, let's throw him in jail because he's creepy and he committed a crime, and we can't punish him for the crime he actually committed because the statute of limitations run. So we're going to throw the book at him for structuring.
That's the thing here. Structuring, to my mind, is certainly a victimless crime, right? You're just talking about a crime of numbers, a crime of, you know, by the books.
You didn't fill out a piece of paper.
Yes. And so from that perspective, he shouldn't be charged. But he's a politician who wanted to create this crime. So, it is fun to kind of watch politicians die by their own hand in this particular case. Because he was the one who pushed for, one of the ones who pushed for the Patriot Act, which had the very provisions under which he is now being charged. So there's something particularly delicious about that. And normally I don't engage in schadenfreude, but when it comes to politicians getting theirs, their just desserts, it's hard to feel
especially
sorry for
by
that.
A law that they created. Yeah.
Well, remember, there's no way for anybody to comply with. I mean, how many of you listening know that if you're running a business and somebody comes in and they buy a $1,000 widget today and a $1,000 widget tomorrow and a $1,000 widget, and they do that over the course of 10 days, how many of you know that you should fill out a Form 8300 with the IRS and that if you fail to do so, you could have all your assets forfeited under civil asset forfeiture or even in charge with the crime, Title 31, Section 5324? I mean, it's one of these things. There are so many laws.
Yeah, it's true.
There is no way any innocent law-abiding citizen could possibly know what the laws are because there's over 100,000 pages of them. That's just the United States Code, not even the Code of Federal Regulations, not even the administrative regulations. So the agencies themselves, when you say, can I do this or can I not do this, they frequently don't even know.
Prosecutors say that Hastert's ascension in politics was only possible because he was able to keep his secret under wraps and that his, quote, legacy of sexual abuse and its real consequences are as much a part of the defendant's history and characteristics as those he has presented to the court, unquote. Finally, RT points out that in 1998, Mr. Hastert was a keen advocate of impeaching then-President Bill Clinton over his affair with Monica Lewinsky, telling Congress at the time that Clinton had, quote, abused the powers of his office in an attempt to cover up his wrongdoing and abused and violated the public trust. Let's go to John in Nevada. He's on Skype. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I was calling about the non-aggression principle.
Yes,
and
sir.
The best analysis I've seen of this was done by philosopher Michael Humer. He's been on your show. He gave a talk where he dealt with this at length at Porkfest a few years ago, and you can see on YouTube. It's called A Common Sense Defense of Libertarianism. And what he points out is that you know, the NAP is often held to be an absolute moral principle, but even the people who hold it that way don't really believe it. That almost everybody believes that small rights violations can be justified by very large benefits. So is sometimes
give me
all right.
Example.
An example. Well, for instance, normally it's wrong to break into someone's house and take their food, right?
Yep.
But he gives an example of you're lost in the forest and you come across a house, you know, you're far from civilization and you're starving. Can you break into the house and take some food? And he would say,
yes,
most people agree you can do that, even though it is aggression by conventional.
But of course, the right thing to do is to restitute whoever owns the house later on. After you've, you know, survived, you come back and bring them some food or money or
whatever.
Hopefully
fix what you've broken and clean up while you're there. You know, yeah.
Well, maybe so, but we already agreed that it is aggression
to
break into someone's house and take their food.
Sure.
So it was aggression, and nevertheless. We agree that you should do it in those circumstances.
We did.
You know, I could give, if you want to see like actual physical aggression, I could give another example. Say there's a half a dozen kids trapped in a burning building, and I have to call the police, the fire department, and they can be saved if the call is made immediately. But there's only one phone available, and it's TJ's. He has a cell phone, but he won't give it to me for some reason.
Yes.
So. If I wrestle the phone away from him, if I wrestle the phone away from him, call 911, call in the fire, and then give him back his phone, clearly I've aggressed, but also clearly it's something I should do.
I think that in any of those circumstances, you're right, but also you have to understand you are taking liability. You should be held liable for whatever damage and destruction that you do. So if you're willing
but you're
to...
be liable by the judgment of an arbiter or a jury, and most people would say, the most arbiters and most juries would say, you owe TJ a penny. And then, you know, I fork over the penny and say, all right, everybody, you're made whole. Goodbye. Like, that's how
I wouldn't say that. I would say if you hurt TJ, you owe him his hospital bills. You stole something from him, and that's not okay, no matter what the reason was.
Yeah, no one's going to go to your arbitration service. Maybe TJ should have forked over his phone.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Is we have what are laws. I say laws are just attempts to write down in formal, computerized language what we humans all agree should be the morally correct thing to do. The problem comes is there's always these exceptions to the general rule. And that's why we have juries to say, look, these were the set of circumstances. This is what he did. Should the guy be punished? And if so, what should the punishment be? Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here on the Live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us live Sunday edition. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There's been a lot of talk about the Dennis Hastert situation, but that's certainly not all there is in the news. New York has passed a machete criminalization measure. Keeping you safe from gardening and cutting paths in the forest.
Well, they already have a nunchaku ban, so like you know that was actually a thing. Two sticks with a piece of string between them, that will actually get you a criminal charge in New York City.
Yeah, New York's a terrible place. Now, this is the entire state of New York. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
In New York City, at the very least, a knife that is not that's not stiff enough will get you in trouble, too. If you can flick a knife...
A floppy knife?
Yeah. If you can flick a knife open, if the police officer can flick your knife open...
Ah, yeah.
And I had never even heard of this, but now I've got my knives sort of set so that I can flick them open with one hand. You know, you just turn the screw a little bit in them, and then they're a little flippier.
Sweet.
Yeah, and so click.
It's legal, as opposed to a switchblade where you hit the button, it goes like a little stiletto.
Now, hold on. As a felon, is it legal to have a knife?
Yes.
Okay. In New Hampshire?
Right. That was explained to me. I had an attorney address that issue with me.
Is there a certain blade length? Or
no, it's the employment of that knife in a deadly fashion is the issue. So I thought that a knife
was
always listed as a deadly weapon. However, I cannot possess a slung shot, a billies, which is just a stick.
What about
right?
the cane sword?
No cane swords.
That's just a big knife.
No dirk. It's just a pointy piece of metal.
Actually, I just remember there's actually a federal law called the Violent Offender and Body Armor Act. Basically, convicted felons who are convicted of a violent crime cannot have body armor.
I believe they have to have a note from their employer.
Yeah, there is an exception.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
what if you don't have an employer? You are a minister with the Shire Free Church. Could I write you a note and then you could start wearing body armor?
Oh, I already typed it up and had my wife sign it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She's basically your boss.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jess. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, you're talking earlier about the non-aggression principle, so I won't call it the NAP or whatever, but the non-aggression principle, you're saying, unless I'm mistaken, the question you asked, and I'm not mistaken about this, the question you asked earlier, maybe half an hour ago, was what would justice look like in a free market society? Now, I'm reminded of the Old West, essentially, because the law enforcement of the day was that while there was justice, everybody carried a pistol on their hip or a shotgun or whatever they carried. They carried something to take care of business right then and there, or they hired somebody to do it. They made sure that there was a general consensus of the city, of the county, of the whatever, of the municipality of whatever type, that they had a law enforcement or a peace officer, a real peace officer, not a law enforcement officer, which is what we have today, but a peace officer, somebody who would break up the bar fights and just tell people to go home, or you know, you walked off of somebody else's horse. Well, maybe that's Grand Theft Auto today, but not necessarily. Okay, you just came out of the bar and you grabbed the wrong horse by accident. Well, okay, the horses are well trained enough, you can take the horse with you. Okay, you accidentally have somebody else's horse. We'll just take care of it, as in you give the horse back. It doesn't become a big issue where you go to court and or maybe get hanged over it. So, but I was just going to say, I mean, that's basically what I would say. That's where free market justice, that would be the epitome of free market justice. That's where, and not only that, I mean, you could take care of business in a deadly fashion on your own, or you could have hired somebody to do it for you. So that's where, I mean, that was a question you asked earlier, so I was just basically answering that. But I mean, as far as I'm thinking of the thing on Dennis Hastert, he was just trying to cover up. I mean, and are they going to try and say that sitting in a lazy boy chair is a crime now too? Or I'm kidding about that.
Well, it is if you have creepy intentions. I mean, a lot of crimes it comes down to. No, seriously, if I'm sitting in the lazy boy chair looking at these people, I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's why I don't want to be a public school teacher, because that's the last thing I would want to be accused of. But if he's doing that with legitimate intentions of protecting his students, that's considered good. But if he's doing it because he wants to ogle over the boys naked, that's bad. So it's a lot of the problems with the law comes down to, we're going to criminalize what your thoughts are, and it's up to the jury to determine what's going through your head. Unfortunately, we don't have the thought ray machine yet that can actually extract your thought engrams and say, this is what you were thinking.
That's a scary idea. Hopefully that won't ever happen, because then it's opening a big Pandora's box.
Right, print out everybody's thoughts every day. You know, when in the Chinese labor camps, the slave camps, basically, they make the people who are in those camps write down their thoughts every day. They make them cut grass with scissors, and then every hour or so, they have to write down their thoughts during that hour.
Really?
That's a general practice in some of the political
re-education camps.
Man, in 2 hours, I can think of so many things. I don't know that I'd be able to get to recall all of them.
But the things you could think of here in a free society, in a free country, I mean, free in quotation marks, okay, in a country like we live in today, the things you could think about today would be it wouldn't be like, am I going to be able to eat after this hour is over?
Yeah, or will I probably think about eating a lot.
Right. Will my family be killed because of what I'm doing here? Will my neighbors all be sent to the same kind of camps as I'm in because they may have accidentally heard what I said? Or maybe the whole neighborhood just gets eliminated. I mean, that's a Stalinist kind of view, it's a Maoist view, really. I mean, if they decided that you said something wrong, who knows who could have heard it? You could have said it in the bathroom and echoed in the stalls, and maybe it went through the ventilation system, and then somebody in an office on the other side of the building heard it, and then he talked to somebody else, and then, the whole building gets demolished just for that, maybe just because. And, you know, I'm just saying, that's a kind of ridiculous thing. But there was another thing I was going to bring up, too,
right,
which I can't.
Yeah, call us another night. Thanks for the call, Tim. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, TJ, you were so disappointed that James in Arizona
I have
earlier...
See, this is what I love about being on the show. It's like I am the judge. I can grant an appellant an appeal.
Judge TJ.
Judge TJ. So I am granting a writ of habeas corpus and allowing the next caller, even though he failed to show up to court, so I issued a warrant for his arrest and then had my goon squad go out and beat him up and bring him back before me. So I said, no, we're not going to do things. In my courtroom, if somebody wants a second chance, I'm willing to entertain them. So, James from Arizona, we are bringing you back, sir, and hope you... Oh, yes.
Habeas jerkus, deliver the jerk.
Oh, you don't need to resort to name-calling,
Oh, you
Mark.
Mean beforehand?
Yeah, go ahead, James.
May I? Is it my turn? I was speaking of dying one's own hand, Minister Freeman. How about taking your little finger off the dump button for a second? Because I would love to shake your hand and take you to the mat and literally rip you apart, TJ, the liar that you are. I know you fancy yourself an intellectual.
Is that a threat, James?
I'm not. I don't feel threatened. Please don't arrest him because I don't feel scared. I mean, I just don't feel afraid.
TJ knows the two wrestlers. TJ knows when two people meet in the middle of a mat, they have to shake each other's hands. Before
yeah,
the,
so you're challenging him to a wrestling match. You're challenging him to a wrestling match?
I know you're a skinny white boy, Ian, but yeah, there are other people that like to fight.
Believe me, I have tried to get Ian to sleep with me so many times. James agrees with me. Not you, James. My boyfriend, James, agrees with me that Ian's pretty smoking hot. And so, I mean, the problem is that Ian is very, very much a heterosexual. And so I've seen him naked a few times, but, you know, it's Renee. And I says, yeah, you want that, don't you? Renee is his current girlfriend. And I say, yes, of course I do. But he's straight. So I've tried my best. I've cooked for Ian. I have, I've tried everything I can to seduce him. Unfortunately, he is just unforgivably heterosexual. And I totally am fine with that.
Necessarily true, TJ. I mean, you know,
well, for video
I told
games,
you that if
video games, and you're, yeah, that's.
I would say on the Kinsey scale, because everybody's somewhere on the Kinsey scale, right?
Right.
Like, you know, you.
So you're maybe a one.
Very few people are all the way one direction or the other.
I think it goes down to zero, actually.
Yes, it goes down to
which
zero.
Which direction
so like a
is
one.
Which? I don't know.
Six would be me. Zero would be, like, totally straight, so you're probably a one.
And what's the highest level
six?
Okay. Six?
All right. Seven. Okay.
Thanks, James, for the call tonight. I don't know what your point was, but I don't really care. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping done through shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you. The links are all there at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is that you need to buy, go and do it through shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will benefit. To the phones, to the fun. Roby is on the line in California, or is it Robbie? I'm not sure. Robbie?
Hi, TJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I know you fancy yourself.
You know what? You're only allowed to call one time per night. So apparently you faked a voice to get through our phone screener. But,
successfully.
You know, if you'd kept the fake voice up, I wouldn't have known. That was actually...
You know, I have to give James props for ingenuity, because most people are just not that persistent. But I have to say, I truly admire it. It's just the I don't think I've ever had anybody use a fake voice before.
Oh, persistence is it's indicative of mental illness. I mean, mentally ill people often are quite persistent.
According to the board op, he called incessantly last night. And just kept, I guess he kept calling and, like, not saying
What did
anything.
You do to his Cheerios, Ian? Did you take a dump in his Cheerios or
That's
something?
What Ian does. That's what his job is.
I swear, Ian creates more people. I'm just like, okay, Ian, so-and-so's mad at him. I'm like, okay, what'd you do, Ian? Because I'm just like, if there are too many people that are mad at you for you. I always wonder, Ian, do you actually do this on purpose, or do you actually, you're just, it's, you're honestly trying to help people get the ideas of liberty?
You know, what it is you just, if you are who you are and you're public about it, then people get angry. So if you take a position that's, you know, some people are going to be upset about publicly, then some people are going to be angry. I mean, that's just how it is. You get targeted if you put yourself out there.
I don't know, because like yesterday I went Robin Hooding, and that's where you put money in the expired parking meters,
that's right,
so they don't get parking tickets.
It was your first time this year, right?
Yeah, first time this year because of the weather, and so I had on my Robin Hood t-shirt. I had on the Robin Hood hat with the feather in it. And one lady said, oh, I like the hat. Are you feeding the meters? And it said parking meter feeder on my shirt. And she gave me some like 50 cents to help feed the meters. And another guy, he said, oh, thanks, dude. You got my meter. And I can,
Most of the response is positive, but if you keep it up, you'll get some negative response.
Oh, yeah. Like I was running along and I said, my excuse is I'm a little chunky. So I was trying to, you know, get into a running mode. But a lot of people are like, what the heck's going on? That man has a funny hat. Like, honestly, that's what a lot of people, the only criticism I got was, oh, there's some guy with a funny hat.
Well, your boyfriend had a guy take a swing at him one time.
Yeah, and so poor James has been traumatized, and so part of my therapy is to get him out Robin Hooding again. And say,
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Well, because most people are very polite, and so if someone wants to take a swing at him, well, I got an ace up my sleeve. I won't say what it is, but like I said, look, violence is not a good idea. I don't start violence. I don't like using violence.
But I finish it.
Well, don't start a fight. Just finish it.
Hey, let's go to Rustin. He or she is on the line via Skype. Where you at, Rustin? That's hilarious.
Really? No, I would prefer more the sexual noises. I like when someone calls and they start playing all the sexual tracks.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, yeah, I'm glad to hear Robin Hooding is coming back because, you know, it's sort of fallen off the radar to some extent over the last year, basically due to the fact that the majority of the Robin Hooders sort of moved on to other things in life.
But you guys have won all the court cases.
No, not yet. The city is coming back for round number four.
We're going to the Supreme Court again. One more time.
How many of the people that were originally,
well, we have one, yes.
Originally charged sort of in this Robin Hood case still live in Keene?
Me, James, and Graham Coulson. So
Graham's still here.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't think anybody even talked to him anymore.
Yeah, he's no longer an active Robin Hooder and hasn't been for a long time. Kate, she's moved out of the immediate area. She still lives in New Hampshire. She's sort of living on a farm and doing farmy kind of things and working in a restaurant in Concord. Pete Eyre is now living in Manchester. He had left New Hampshire for a while and was traveling with his life partner, Amanda. And then, let's see, who's the other person? I'm spacing on the sixth person right
now. Yeah, I am as well. I don't have the complaint in front of me, but... Yeah. I mean, the reason I like Robin Hooding is it's a way for me.
Oh, Garrett Ian, he also moved to the Concord area.
But it's a way for me to get my exercise. Two, it helps people get save them from parking tickets. And I'm not doing it to harass or molest anybody. I'm just doing it because I don't want, like, when people come out, I imagine them seeing that big orange parking violation and their day gets ruined because now they got to pay $5 or $10.
Absolutely. That's the reason I did it. But, you know, I got. People were mad at me because I let some of the parking enforcers know how I felt about what they were doing.
Yeah.
And so, again, it's that idea of you're expressing your opinion publicly, and if people are paying attention to you expressing your opinion, as some people pay attention to what I say because I have a radio show and a blog, freekeen.com, where I can express myself, inevitably people are going to have an opinion about your opinion.
Yeah.
And some of them aren't going to like it, especially... if what you're doing, because Robin Hooding is more than just an opinion, that's an action with an opinion behind it, especially if what you're doing is a threat to the status quo, which Robin Hooding absolutely is, because every time you save somebody from getting a parking ticket, you're depriving the city of $4.50, and 95 cents in revenue, because if I put a nickel into a parking meter to buy somebody, you know, five more minutes of time or whatever, I forget what a nickel buys you, but it'll buy you enough to save you from getting the ticket. That person is not written a $5 ticket. Instead, the city gets $0.05.
Right.
So they've lost out on, you know, most of $5.
I mean, one person,
I hate that.
I was actually one of our people who were criticizing us. She was cutting my hair and said, well, it's your responsibility to feed the meter. And if you don't feed the meter, you're supposed to get a parking ticket. And I said, well, yes, but if I come along and with good intentions, put money in your meter and you don't get a parking ticket, I'm doing it with the intent to help people. And, you know, I want people to have a good time when they come down to downtown. I don't want them to be spoiled. And if people, if I can help them in a small way by giving them a parking ticket free day, and even if they didn't know who I was, so I always leave the card behind so they know that they were saved by one of the things. And, of course, one of the problems whenever
some people don't like that. They'll criticize that aspect of it. They'll say that, oh, well, I support feeding people's meters, but this is just self-promotion.
Yeah.
Well, right. Well, I mean, you know, or getting, getting paid for it. They don't like the. They really don't want is don't want you to get money so that you'll continue feeding the meters. Because nobody will say everybody who has a meter that's expired ought to get a ticket. Like
some
nobody
would say that.
Well, some would say that, but those are the a holes.
There's plenty
of dumb a holes.
Yeah.
You see, only a dumb a hole would say that. A smart a hole is going to say, I think that it's fine that you feed the meters, but you shouldn't put any self promotion there, so just sort of perpetuate the way you can feed more meters in the future.
By the way, people do not have to donate any money to the Robin Hood organization. I fund it out of my own pocket because it's a way for me to exercise, and I'd be spending the money on a gym membership anyway. So for me, it's a good way to just go out in the meter. And I love seeing people that are like, it's Peter Pan. No, I'm Robin Hood. And I'll say, sir, have you seen the King's Men? They are booting the horseless carriages of the townsfolk, and so we are trying to save them from the King's tariff. And, you know, they have a chuckling reaction. And
it's great. You can get out there. It is good exercise. It's good. And, you know, most of the response is positive. There was a time when I went out with a news crew, and I don't really go out very often to Robin Hood, but I went out with a news crew, and, you know, within minutes, we had somebody, you know, saying nice things that they were driving by and, like, honking positively. And, you know, it just doesn't take very long to get positive.
They were
response.
Honking positively and sticking their middle finger out the window to show to say hello.
No, they weren't doing that. But, you know, every now and then you'll
run into trouble. That's how they wave up here.
That's how they wave up here. Every now and then you'll run into some trouble. So there was one time when I was out with a news crew and a man who was very angry came up and started threatening the news crew.
You know what? His punishment should be you get to go on the news. Like, everyone should get to see.
They didn't put him on. I was surprised about that. They certainly got plenty of footage of him being absolutely outrageous, though, I can tell you that. Which is, of course, some of the fun of having, you know, video to protect you with, is that, you know, you actually can show how irrational and how ridiculous the opposition appears.
Yes.
You know, when most people are friendly and appreciative, there are these very few a-holes out there who just love getting tickets, apparently, and they love the status quo, and they love the city, and they believe everything the city says when the city government says, you're threatening, harassing, and intimidating.
Well, that's why
we show us the evidence. Oh, well, we don't have any of that.
Actually, we have the opposite. We always, in the lawsuit, we said, look, if we're threatening or harassing you, tell us the date and time. We'll pull the footage from our body cams. And all of a sudden, those accusations from the city just disappeared.
Even the one thing, the one instance of, like, contact that they mentioned in the case was when Graham grabbed the one of the parking enforcers' hands because she was trying to grab his Robin Hood card off of someone's windshield. He grabbed her by the wrist. She admitted on the stand that she in no way felt threatened by his action. So the one thing that they had was a, you know, physical altercation.
Well, Ian, was it Linda or who said they...
It was Jane, the nicer of the two.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, we are out of time.
For now, but we'll be back tomorrow night. And you can join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. If you want to learn more about Robin Hooding, you can go to robinhood.freekeen.com. You'll see a whole bunch of stuff there, links to past videos and things like that. And hopefully you'll keep it up, TJ. You're going to go back out on the streets.
Well, I got
to
exercise. I'm getting fat.
So you're going back out this week?
I'm going back out tomorrow.
All right, cool. Maybe we'll hear more adventures later this week when he joins us again on Friday night. See you in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.